Blog Talk Radio.
I met this girl. Her name is Jack. She loved the way I rocked on the microphone. When I met Joe, I took her home. She was just playing a toy off on my phone. I met another girl. Her name was Ann. All she was wanting to do was be with a man. When I met Ann, I took her.
Good evening, everybody. This is Wayward Renegade, which is presents Freaky Tales, and I just wanted to open up with a prayer to say, in the name of Oasis, I open up the doors and pathways and ask this you to bring the energy to remove the powers that be that try to bring negativity and blocks. Lord, rebuke it and ask that you turn it around and put it upon them that they shall spread like a plague. I come to your great strength and great powers of dark matter and dark energy, that in whatsoever, whosoever, and whatever I do, that the doors are open, and whosoever connect with me shall also be prosperous. I come with great things of the Afro-Satanism energy of internal energy of darkness and consolation and ritual magic. So this is famous. I'm just going to connect the caller and get it started. Hello?
Greetings. Can you hear me?
Can you hear me?
Yes, I
Hello, can you hear me? Okay, I was wondering what was going on. So I'm going to get it cracking. I just did a prayer. I'll do another one with you on the line with from Oasis. And I hope everybody was able to hear the energies that be. And I'm not going to say your name yet, but I'm going to introduce your energies. I come with great thanks of the great powers of Oasis that you speak your words through this individual, that they come powerful and strong and also make their money. Come with great strength of power of the God of internal energy and darkness. Let the powers be present in between and around and push away whosoever who's trying to irritate, who's trying to sabotage, who's trying to block and throw away all the envious and the haters and the jealousy, that we grow in power and strength and that the universe will see who we are.
Great.
So I'm going to open up like this, okay? And I'm going to open up like this, okay? I'm on the line right now. It's High Hell Law. Now, you guys know I cannot pronounce it, so I don't give a fuck, because he's going to correct me in 1.225 seconds. So, Hael Razel is a practitioner of metaphysics and energy channeling through remote sketching in psychometry, correct?
Psychometry.
And
psychometry.
Oh, see what I mean? See what I mean? So, anyway, Hael Razel has been a part of the urban LGBT community in Atlanta for over 10 years and is introducing a divination of system entitled Oomph Energy. Come on now.
Oomph Energy, C-H-I, the chi within yourself, the kundalini energy, as the white people will call it, but your serpent energy, your dark matter energy. So this is
okay,
something
from
that
dark
matter people can do, from the gut, from the soul.
Okay, and then these readings are structured and assist and advise same gender preferences seekers to salvation through answering life puzzling questions and past life identity recall. So basically, what would you like me to call you, High Hell Raw? Or Razel, or all the above.
Hael Ra is perfect.
Hael Ra?
Yes, that's perfect.
Okay, that makes my life motherfucking easier. So here we go. His services will be introduced onto Wayward Renegade's website. You will see it. I'm going to add that. And I'm not going to put too much. And his services and his readings are $100. But let me tell you something, motherfuckers. Don't sit up and pretend that you're fucking gay and shit and talking because he's charging $100 and shit. He just told you what the fuck he does. Could you please repeat it to these motherfuckers out here?
So basically what I do is I do readings, but the difference between me is I actually sketch. So as I'm talking to you or you're, or the client is talking to me, I will begin to sketch the energy or the what is floating around your head. A lot of people like to say, oh, they have an orisha around their head, but we that's a whole other topic. We need to talk about the energies that could be following a person. And then also what I do is remote channeling. So what that is through objects. So certain objects carry energies. And then what I do is I talk to the LGBT community about identity, because there has been definitely a loss of identity within the trans LGBT community over the last couple of years. So I guess that's what we'll get into.
Okay, so let's start here. So he's basically explaining to you his services. And as I've always explained, I do soul mounting in addition to spell work. In addition to spell work, voodoo work, urban voodoo work, Afro Satanism work, in addition to the various readings, and the one readings I do is Afro Satanism. The other thing is earth and water readings, in addition to fire and air readings, which is two separate things, but you have to book it as that. That's the same thing. This is what you guys have to do, because I'm tired of telling niggas. You take your ass to fucking Wayward Renegade Witches Block. If you're on a cell phone, there's a white dot there. Press the white dot the same way you motherfuckers sit up there. Okay? And press that shit. And don't sit up there with that fucking bullshit like you don't know nothing. Okay? And another thing is that you go through the booking. You see what you want. And again, to understand with soul mounting, there's a consultation. With voodoo, there's a consultation. But, yes, it's considered urban voodoo because it's a modern energy dealing with more dark matter. When motherfuckers say they do the same thing as us, no, they motherfucking don't, because Afro-Satanism is a whole different type of energy, which in the long run, we're going to what? Come up with a curriculum, some courses, and then some, correct?
Correct.
So here we go. This show is about the freaky tales, attack of the transgender, transsexual, and cisgender curse or species. This is the way I'm motherfucking going to start it. Hi, hell, Rob. We've been talking about the gay community, and I'm going to keep it simple, and I'm going to keep it motherfucking light. There was a time in the gay community that gay was just in one bowl, meaning you were lesbian, bisexual, or even male gay. Now, I'm going to keep it real on my part. I'm going to separate transgendered and transsexual, even cross-dressers, and I'm going to put them to the right as a specific and different type of motherfucking element. I'm not going to put them in that element of gay, because that's the part right there that causes even more confusion. Now, today I've seen something very motherfucking interesting. I was looking at actually the surgeries of transgendered males and transgendered females. But the other thing, are these people cursed? A species? What are they? Who are they? What is the fucking agenda? Why are we being attacked with their energy? Why are they manipulating energy? Why are they putting it upon our children? What is it about? Is it a sexual energy? Is it an agenda for finances? Are these people different elements that come from a different type of universe? I'm putting that out there. Mm. What's your take?
Mm. My take on it is, first of all, when it comes to, we have to actually go back to the pot. Even though you separated, let's go back to the original pot of LGBT. Mm-hmm. And you have to, or LGB, you have to break those words down, because
okay,
when you look at, let's break it down and be simple for layman motherfuckers. L, first of all, L means lesbian, right? am I correct?
Correct.
And then gay. So a lesbian will be a woman who likes a woman. And biologically, she was born with a vagina or a pussy. And then a gay person is a man who's attracted to a man who has sex with men. And then a bisexual person is a person who has sex with both, right? But notice when they is a pyramid, if you were to draw that, right? So it basically is woman, then the both would represent a child, and then the other would represent the male type of energy. Now, that is just what it is. So all of a sudden, you have this new thing called transgender. And it's kind of like, what exactly is this energy? Because back in the day, you know, you had cross-dressers, like you said, stated before, or you had men who said, hey, you know, I feel comfortable being in a woman in woman's dress attire, clothes. Or you had a male, a woman saying, I feel comfortable dressing like a male, and you're a female, right? But here's the thing that was puzzling me, and it always kind of puzzles, and I just kind of want people to think about this. And one of those things is this. If you look at the term transsexual or transgender, it states, and they've given new definition. I don't know who is they, so I'm saying they, because we don't really know who gave these definitions out. But they're trying to say that transgender or transsexuals are a person who is born and they identify as the opposite sex emotionally, well, first mentally, emotionally, and then what they want to do is they want to match that inner identity or that mental identity with a physicality. And so to change their physicality, what they would do is use a process of hormones. And then the next thing they would do is take surgery. So my take on it is this. If we talk about identity, we have to start figuring out who are we. And that gets into what you were saying.
Okay.
Is it a curse or is it a species?
Because can I come from something? Can I come from somewhere, though?
Go somewhere.
Okay, check this out. I was thinking earlier today, right? And we understand there was a period of time where if a black, I talked to you about this yesterday. I told you about my grandmother, how the fucking doctor, when she pushed out my mother, that the doctor threatened to sew up her vagina, right? But there was a time when they would literally take women's organs, meaning a hysterectomy, okay? Now, the hysterectomy was a form of white supremacy, right? But think about this. Black women would get fibroids, and the first thing they would offer is a hysterectomy. But did anyone ever motherfucking think that black women were nothing but test dummies for the transsexual and transgender energy? Meaning this, if you take a woman's organs, right, and their body chemistry is different and they're imbalanced. In addition to, there's a theme that when they have sex, they do not get as wet as usual. Their sex drive go down, right? But think about this. Just wonder if that was really a test dummy for being a transgender, considering when you really look at the buildup of the vagina, it's nothing but a hole, really. It's like a glory hole. Okay, because if you really look at it, it's very similar, because then it knocks out, if, for example, a transgender can say, I had a hysterectomy.
Wow.
And now think about that for a moment. I had a hysterectomy, because it wouldn't be far-fetched, because these fucking doctors go around giving black women hysterectomies, so they've studied our bodies through melanated energy, through the mother of the universe and galactic energy who birthed the world. So why not test them first, take out their organs, and see how things react and how movement happens? Because when you look at the fucking surgery, they literally open a hole and then open a hole through the rectum, okay, to give more space and length. okay? Now, in reality, they have to use lube and shit to even get wet. But that's similarity to women who've had hysterectomy. Okay?
Mm.
Now, also turn around. Now, let's look at the abortion thing. Now, let's really look at the good old boy, white boys who sit up and has put in the knockdown on abortion. Do you ever think in reality that's really to identify women? Because remember I said it's easier for transgenders to say, oh, the reason why I can't get pregnant is because I've had abortions. But that knocks out that if you say no abortions. You keep the baby.
Oh, wow.
Because that's all. Because don't always assume that the good old boys are always along with the principality, because they're taking away real women and giving an out for transgenders to say what they ain't. First of all, and then also look at the sexual energy even in porn with all of these gaping holes. What the fuck is a gaping hole? And how? And I don't give a fuck what anybody talks about. Oh, women have babies. No. The shit is abnormal. How do we know those are not really transgender?
Wow.
With the gaping holes, the gaping asses. I'm telling you, because I went back and looked at the gaping hole, which is similar to the glory hole. Because when you do the glory hole, you just stick your dick in there and it goes in Wonderland. So what do you think about coming from that standpoint of energy?
I mean, that's a good way to look at it. I really haven't thought about that because I'm more on the identity part. But that kind of poses a question because I'm just going to be real because we keep it real over here at Renegade. I'm an avid porn watcher. I've been watching porn for over 20 years. Every motherfucker watches porn. And at the end of the day, we watch porn we learn how to have sex through porn, which is not the correct way, but that's what we do as Americans. That's just what we've been taught to do. And I'm noticing that the porn from back in the day with certain porn artists is different. I even know a few women who were in porn, and they would have to take breaks. Or the vaginas, you're right, the vaginas do look different. And I'm noticing that even in the LGBT community, since you said that, a lot of them like to watch porn, and they watch gay porn, but lately they've been watching more straight porn. But the straight porn they watch would be like white men fucking white women. And I'm noticing these white women, I'm noticing that there's no black women in porn too much anymore. I don't know if I'm getting off the
mm-hmm.
tangent, but I'm noticing these white women, I'm just going, can I cuss? Is that all right? You don't care. Can I be wayward?
Who gives a fuck?
They're getting fucked. They're getting fucked like crazy, and they're taking dick.
Mm-hmm.
And they're taking dick in their ass. They're taking dick everywhere. And the way they're taking dick in their pussy is just not normal. You know what I mean? And it looks really enjoyable. And so you're kind of making me think, could this energy be a masculine energy of why they're – because it's just a known fact. Men can take it. A man knows what a man wants, and a woman knows what a woman wants. And a woman's body, even though she can't have a baby, you're right.
But then expand on that, because you're making a great point, because I'm not going to call you a friend of – I'm going to call you a friend of me of the gay community, because you keep it all the way 1,000. Because if you're looking at heterosexual – okay, you are a friend of me of the gay community. Right? I'm going to say friend to me.
Right.
And what I'm saying is this. If you're looking at gay porn, right, and you're like, shit, let me look at this heterosexual porn, right? And your energy is looking at heterosexual porn because you're looking at white bitches or lemonade hoes or pink lemonade hoes having wide-ass vaginas, deep-ass vaginas, deep-ass assholes that look like the fucking humanoid and shit. You got motherfuckers fucking there from the bottom. They have their legs wide open. Then they're gaping their vaginas hella wide, which is abnormal. Because the bottom line is this, a woman's body gets ready for birth and then certain things dilate. But the shit that's happening is abnormal because even when you look inside of the vagina, it looks empty. It looks similar to a transgendered vagina that is reconstructed.
But see, that means that people need to go see what a transgender vagina looks like. You know, I don't think that people maybe will undersell. Some people undersell and they don't know. I mean, I don't get no pussy, so I don't know what the fuck up. I ain't had no pussy.
But check this shit out. I want you to peep this for a minute and think about this. Just wonder, the porn industry is really introducing transgendered and putting a spell on us because it makes us believe and look at the vagina in a certain way. You know what I mean? So if we're looking at gaping vaginas and gaping holes and we go mess around with transgenders and we see the same energy, do you think that's a spell? Okay.
I definitely think it's a spell because you're watching tell lies to your vision, and you're watching tell lies to your vision, whether it be from a phone, it's an image, and that image is basically getting inside of the subconscious mind, and that's a proven fact. Whatever you watch for a long period of time, you become programmed. That's why they call it a television program, tell lies to your vision, and then you're channeling. So you start to channel that energy and you could bring it forth. You could manifest it. So that could be why even, you know, you got me thinking here, because even in gay porn, not just the gaping holes, but I'm noticing that what black men are doing in porn, like I'm just going to throw it out there. I don't know if anybody's ever watched on Pornhub. Excuse me. There's a new company called Blacked, BLACKED. And it's all black men. They're sexy, they're tall, but they're only fucking white women. And I'm noticing they're getting their asses ate like a motherfucker. Like in every video, that's the first thing that they really do is get their ass ate. And I just remember back in the day, men weren't getting their ass ate like that. Only motherfucker in porn who was getting their ass ate regularly was Brian Pumper. And when he was we were questioning him. You get what I mean? But then even in hip-hop, they start talking. Who was that in hip-hop? They was talking about getting their booty ate. But that sounds like a spell and agenda. And I'm not saying it's wrong with getting your booty ate, but I don't know any straight men who just want to get their ass ate. That just doesn't.
Okay. But
so you're just making me think, is this a agenda or something?
But check this shit out. So we're not bashing transgenders. We just telling truth of what the fuck it is. Because you said some real shit right there. Because I know guys with when and you know, I'll throw it out there, oh, do you want your ass licked? And they'll be like, no, that's gay as fuck. Or you get the dude to be like, okay, do it, but don't tell anybody, okay? Because you know that shit is gay as fuck. Okay?
But now you're getting energy where it's cool. That's what you're gonna do. You get the girl to eat your ass because she's slutting you out.
Okay. So let's understand
a
transgender. Okay, so let's look at it this way. So we have transgenders who are the individuals who basically go through the surgery, male or female. Okay. Then you get the transsexuals, and those are the ones with the dicks, right?
But
then
they take hormones.
They take hormones.
Yeah,
for
they
what?
Would take hormones
they
because they have
gay.
A penis and they right, but they have breasts. Some of them have breasts, or some of them want to grow breasts. So you would get. I know a person who they get 30 shots a month. It's the process is you take pills and then there's shots, they're hormone shots. So that was my thing about it is, why are you taking if you want to wear a dress and you feel comfortable because it says mentally you identify as something. So people can identify, and if they want to identify with something like that, that's identity. And I have my own beliefs because it's like, well, what culture did you come from? Your culture is your consciousness, which is your mind. So why are you thinking? You could feel how you want to feel, but what makes you think that you are a woman? And even if you feel you're a woman, what makes a woman a woman? Does a woman mean putting on a skirt or wearing a dress? Is that mean you're a woman? Because it's just kind of like, my question is, that's why it's so important that people get these readings, because, you know, especially for to get a reading, to find out identity. I'm not trying to change anybody from being who they are. I just want people to kind of pose the questions to just think about these hormones. I want to know what's in the hormones, what solutions or serums are they using? Because that's
potion magic. So let me stop you right there. So let's stop right there. Then you would be great for the transgendered, transsexual community or the gay community, because you can identify and connect the dots and actually analyze to say, hey, this is what I read into this energy. This will be your mental state, and break that shit down, okay? Because that would be good for that, because that's what I'm talking about, okay? But then at the same time, so just say they do get the surgery. But then that's where also then I could come in and do the soul mounting and mold them to who the fuck they really want to be.
But people need a diet. But see, the thing is, people really need a diagnosis. And from my understanding, you cannot get a diagnosis from a doctor. You have to go.
You can't.
First of all, you need to get a diet. You would need to get someone you need to get me, because you need to be diagnosed the correct way to see what's going on.
Mm-hmm.
You might just need to keep wearing your dress and keep the penis. I don't know.
Keep it the fuck moving.
You're born. Right, because, and then, you know what, and live your life, because I don't understand the issue. At the same time, we're telling people to be who you are and be happy and be
mm-hmm.
yourself and love yourself, but I don't think loving yourself is your body, and your body is a temple, so I don't think that you have to change your body. You can wear whatever
mm-hmm.
you want to wear. That's clothes. If you want to
mm-hmm.
wear a pink
mm-hmm.
wig, damn it, get 50 of them motherfuckers and put it on your head and walk out there with a dance with fucking pride.
But let's talk about this for a moment. But let's talk about this, because I'm going to talk from a woman's standpoint, okay? We have various energies out here who are transgendered and transsexual, okay? And I'm going to talk from a woman's point of view. And I've heard various energies that sit up, especially the transsexual community, that chop us the fuck up. Let alone they'll sit up and talk about our pussy smelling, we fish, we this, we that, and you a fish. What the fuck you talking about? And let alone the transgendered community, transgendered and transsexual community, sit up and they put a spell on heterosexual women and women who are biologically women by talking about our body parts, making us feel self-conscious, let alone we are up here competing against them with makeup and hair and this fucking illusion. But in a way, it's kind of like this. They've molded these energies for us to be competitive with each other. And is what's also very interesting is this. I was looking at this fucking movie called Mirror, and I think it's on Mirror something, and it's on Netflix. And lo and behold, they had two brothers, and they were playing video games, right? And they attached this button on their head, and it brings them into the video game. The one friend is a fucking male. The other one is a woman. But somehow they up there fighting against each other. And then all of a sudden, they start fucking. But with them fucking, it caused them to feel the waves, because they're like, well, I'm not gay. But let alone it's a fucking video game that's reality, that has them fucking and feeling the tightness of the vagina. But let alone you got two men, and one is pretending to be a woman, which caused them to question their sexuality. That in the long run, it caused them to make them believe that they're gay. But then when they met up with each other, they wanted to test it out and kiss each other, because they are attracted to each other in the video game that made them psychologically believe that they are attracted to each other in real life. Okay? Then he ended up, he had a wife. Now, at the end of the movie, what ended up happening is that he and his wife, I guess, had an agreement that he'll spend time with his friend like every Friday on this video game. So now you see he and the friend keep having sex on the video game with each other. But then I guess that's a form of you not acting gay, or you're not homosexual, or you're not attracted to each other because of the video game. Your friend, who's a male, is a woman. Okay? But think about what psychological game and spell that fucking is, because then that also goes into homosexuality, questioning your energies, in addition to being a transgendered, in addition to being a transsexual. And they're always making these type of
So that brings me, because, you know, that brings me to another, the same topic is,
a caller. You want to continue or?
Yeah, cue them in.
Okay. Let me see. Just a moment. Hello?
Hi, this is Kim. How are you doing?
Good. How are you doing?
I'm pretty good. I actually had a transgender. Well, I wouldn't consider her a transgender. I've been knowing this female for about, I would say, almost like 15, 16, 17 years, something like that. And when we first met, she's actually from California, but when we first met, she was a lesbian. And she was a, you know, what they would call a butch. And I'm also a lesbian, and I'm like in the middle. I really don't have any titles or whatever. But, you know, it was somebody, you know, I met online. I think it probably was like Black Planet or something, and we ended up, you know, like having phone conversations, and it turned into like a friendship. And so, I would say probably like a couple years. I'm actually in Texas and she's in California, but I'm originally from California. So probably like a couple years later, I actually met her in person, and I went to California, and me, her, and her girlfriend, you know, we hung out and everything. And I didn't get good vibes from her. Like, I didn't. Matter of fact, she ended up like pissing me off. For one, like, she wasn't. I'm a guest in her city or whatever, and I was kind of like a guest, you know, with her, and she didn't treat me as I was a guest, like. I didn't really too much like that. Like, I'm a very hospitality. If I come pick you up, you know, you're hanging with me, I'm pretty much going to provide, you know, the gas money and stuff like that. I'm not going to ask you for gas money if you're, you know, out of town. But, you know, I got that from her. And then we went to some of her family's house, and met her family and stuff, smoked with her and her sister and her friends and family, and I actually thought it was laced. Like, I was tripping, like that whole time. And
stop right there. Can I stop you for a moment? Rozelle, come in,
yeah.
Talk.
I'm here. I want her to finish the story, because, I mean,
yeah,
I can't help it. You know, I'm just being cancer. I can't wait. Okay, go ahead. Finish your story.
I want her to finish.
Okay.
Okay, go ahead.
You know, I had this episode where I'm seeing colors and all kinds of stuff, and I'm sitting up there in her grandma's house, like, trying not to, like, trip and, you know, be all over the place. I'm sitting there calmly, like, I don't know what's going on. But anyway, you know, that happened, and then I kind of, like, stopped talking to her for a long time. And it'll be, like, maybe 2 or 3 years have passed by, and then you know, maybe I'll see her on Facebook or she'll respond to something on Facebook and then I'll reconnect with her. So I've been back and forth reconnecting with this girl for like the last 15, 16 years. And so this last time was actually last year. And so she and her wife, whatever, they got a divorce and, you know, she had lost her house and her car and all kind of stuff. And she had actually, she started driving trucks on the road and stuff. And so I'm really into like spiritual metaphysics and stuff like that and just empowering. So, you know, I was just being a friend or whatever while she was on the road. I had somebody to talk to on the phone and stuff. And, you know, I know her kids and everything. So during the whole duration of the year or whatever, she actually was telling me about how she wanted to be transgender, like how she felt like she was in the wrong body like her whole life and stuff. And so with her money that she was, all the money that she was making, she went and she started taking hormones. And so, you know, she was asking me if she wanted, if I could, you know, kind of be there with her during the process. Like when she wanted to get surgery, like get her breast removed, get the penis and stuff. And so she wanted me to come with her because she didn't have any family support and anything. So she wanted me to, you know, be there while she gets the surgery and all of this. And so I was like, okay, you know, like I'm not really too privy on transgenders and how that, you know, how they feel and all of that, but I respected it if that's how you feel, you know.
But we have eight minutes, so I want him to kind of jump in for a minute, then I'll jump in.
It sounds like this woman was trying to pull your energy. I don't know what the process was, but she was trying to study you.
That's what I found out, like, you know, over, like, especially last year and this year, like I found that out because once again, when I pulled my energy away from her, like, and I stopped completely talking to her, it's kind of like her life fell apart, you know, and she wound up in the same position.
She was using you as a totem. And as long as you
said
her
what?
Life, it was something, she was using you as a human totem.
Totem?
Like, you know, like a totem, like put it like this, like
can
I
in,
if I get something,
could I interrupt for 1 minute? Because he's, can I piggyback on top of you, Roselle?
Mm-hmm.
I'm going to piggyback. This is what's popping because he's absolutely right in what he's saying. Okay? What he's saying is this, and this is what I see. First of all, she drugged the fuck out of you. Okay? And when she drugged the fuck out of you, she put something in it to actually pull your energy. And there's certain drugs that will pull your energy and have you hallucinating, okay?
Wow.
Now, sometimes what happens, especially, remember I said in the gay community, especially with lesbians, sometimes what happens is that they'll put certain drugs in your vagina, certain drugs in your if you're smoking weed or so on.
Yeah.
Now, whatever the bottom line is that the energy and I don't know if it's a sexual energy because somehow what it is that she wanted you to be part of, you know, not like polygamy, but you know like a control your energy. Exactly.
Mm-hmm.
You see what I mean?
Because
it's like,
you know,
she wanted you part of the
group. Already. They have gay moms. They have gay fathers.
Yep.
That's already done. But this is a new type of family that they're getting. It's an energy.
Exactly.
And I'm not saying that, again, I'm not quoting that all transgenders are bad, but that's why somebody like her should have got energy reading because you need to, you have identity issues. And your identity, what are you, identity is an, if you Google what transgender mean, it says you emotionally and identity feel connected to something that you're not. So we need to start talking about who are you. That's where it comes to salvation. And I'm not talking about a Jesus Christ, but you got to have an inner knowing.
Let's wrap this up because there's another caller, okay?
Okay, go ahead.
I'm going to wrap you.
Can I finish what happened? Like, I'll tell you what happened afterwards. But anyway, she's not on the hormones anymore, and she's now went back to being a female. And now she wants breast implants. And she thought she was pregnant.
Okay.
And all this stuff with a baby daddy and stuff like that. So she went all the way back to the, you know, the other side, like to the other extreme.
Mm-hmm. But something else that I see with that, that's the part that I was seeing. She wasn't, first of all, she's had, Kevin, can I make it really quick? First of all, she's had sexual assault in her life, okay?
Mm-hmm.
And it's one of them situations it's like you want to be part of it. Whatever that sexual energy that harmed you or molested you, you want to be that. But in reality, that's what I see. That's what I see. She wanted your energy to become woman and feminine. Because in reality, you're not a butch dyke. You are what they may call a holistic dyke. But she wanted that energy because in reality, she wants to be woman, but she's almost like the fucking boss for me. You know, the energies, and it's confusing. You see, you feel what I'm saying? Because Rozelle is right, but I kept seeing female. She wants her female energy. You feel what I'm saying? So on his part, he need to be, when people are transgendered, gay, and so on, they need to have some fucking readings from him. On my part, I just more can identify what the fuck it is, pull that shit out, and mold it. You see what I mean? Mm-hmm. Because, see, that's why she wanted your fucking energy. She didn't know she wanted to be a man. She didn't know she wanted to be a woman. She's taking all the narcotics. She's giving you narcotics. Then after she's trying to pull you in a fucking threesome. Okay? So the bottom line with Rozelle is that he can cut all that fucking shit out. You feel what I'm saying? When it comes up to that type of lifestyle, on my part, again, I deal with more of molding, trying to understand the in between, because I'm like, I'm seeing hella shit that she's like confused. Okay.
So what would she have left if you guys got rid of all of that? What would she be left? Like who would she be?
Well, first of all, Rozelle, when it comes up to the lesbian and gay community, he would read into that. On my part, I would strip her dry and build her back up. In reality, she would be a female. And the funny thing is, a lesbian female on the real.
A lesbian female. That's what I was just going to say. I would talk to her about her. That's what I'm saying. We would talk about your identity and you loving yourself as a lesbian woman. Because
but we're gonna have to read this call. We have another call, okay? But call us at call us Wayward. If you want a reading, hit us up, okay? So let me go to the next caller. Hello, caller.
Hey, peace, Wayward. Miriam, how are you? I love you. I came on a call because it would be at 9:30 and my stupid internet was acting up. I'm so sorry if I called in and you was taking calls because I just got on to the show and I missed the rest of the show. So can I listen from the phone?
Oh, you can, and you can also listen. It was after we're done, you can just re-listen to everything fucking again?
Yeah, I'm going to re-listen. I got questions, but not about this topic, so I'll call you on the I'll call you personally.
Okay. Okay.
Thanks.
Okay. Bye.
Bye.
So, Rozelle, we have a few moments. This is Wayward Renegade. Hit us up when you want some real motherfucking work done, Afrosatanism readings, urban voodooism, all the above, soul mounting, Rozelle, make it quick. But you do.
Get up, Wayward Renegade Witches Blog. Oomph energy reading for the LGBT community to find out your real identity. Get a reading. And then after you get your reading, we'll see if you need some soul mounting. Because a lot of y'all motherfuckers need to figure out who you are and get some real soul mounting. So that's what we do over here.
Okay. Exactly. So Rozelle, he's handling the gay community because I felt that you guys needed your own energy and to be catered. On my part, not meaning that I won't help you, but if on his part I'm going to direct you to him, But if you want some voodoo work, soul mounting, earth and water readings, and so on and so on, just go to the website, and we're going to come back again, correct? On some other shit. For sure. Shit, I told you about that fucking EBT shit. That ain't happening. Shit. So we're going to come back again, maybe next week. We're going to come back again next week or so. Hit up our Renegade Witches blog. Hit up our services. And I hope to hear from you guys. Fuck yeah. That's what that's about. This is just the beginning.
Subscribe to the YouTube channel. Subscribe to the YouTube channel and share
Instagram.
Those videos. Like those videos. And Instagram. Wayward.
Shit.
Wayward. What's
fuck
your wayward?
With the services. Stop fuck with the services. Stop being cheap bitches. That's what that shit is. Shit.
All right.